Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God's saying to us today. Luke chapter 1, verses 67 to 70. Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and gave this prophecy: "Praise the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has visited and redeemed his people. He has sent us a mighty Saviour from the royal line of his servant David, just as he promised through his holy prophets long ago." The birth of John the Baptist was a momentous moment in many ways. John's mother, Elizabeth, had been astonished to fall pregnant at her advanced age, but also had to cope with the shock of a mute husband. When the baby arrived, neighbours and relatives came together to celebrate. The big question was how the child would be named, and the crowd of well-wishers expected that he would be called Zechariah after his father. But no, Elizabeth had become convinced that his name should be John. Then they needed to find out Zechariah's opinion, and still unable to speak, he wrote down on a writing tablet, to everyone's surprise, "His name is John." The great joy for this elderly and godly couple was that in their son John, God's will was being fulfilled. The promise had been made long ago that a Saviour would be sent who came from the royal line of David, and John was a crucial part of that long-established plan. Our lives are very different from those of Zechariah and Elizabeth, but the greatest joy of life for us, like them, is to know that we are being obedient to God's will. Whether our role is high profile or hidden, nothing is greater than to know that we are living our lives in line with God's plan. In our family, employment, sport, hobbies, and church life, we have the privilege of being able to serve God and to see his blessing flowing to other people. Like Zechariah and Elizabeth, the Lord will sometimes call us to do unexpected and surprising things for him, but we can do so in the knowledge that his will is always best. Now let me ask you a question. What are the blessings that you've received by being obedient to God's will? And now let's pray together. Loving Father, thank you for the privilege of serving you. Help us to be faithful in serving you today. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Well, you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.